Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a warp jungle riser in Ableton Live 12, built for that timeless roller momentum you hear in darker drum and bass. Not a shiny EDM uplifter, not some giant cinematic whoosh. We're after something rougher, more musical, and way more believable in a jungle-influenced arrangement. The whole idea is simple. Take a source that already feels like DNB, resample it into Audino, warp it, and shape it into a rising transition that adds tension without killing the groove. By the end, you'll have a riser that can push into a drop, a drum switch, or a bass re-entry, and it'll still feel organic. First, choose your source. For this kind of riser, you want something with character. A chopped break loop is perfect. So is a little noise burst, a reversed cymbal, a bass dab, or a slice of atmosphere. The important thing is that it already lives in the DNB world. If you start with something too clean, the result can sound like it came from a different genre. If you're using a break, grab a section with hats, snare tail, ghost notes, or little rhythmic details. That texture is gold. It gives the riser its jungle DNA. We're not trying to erase the source. We're trying to exaggerate its movement. Now here's the key move. Resample it. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling if you want to capture the whole output, or set it to the source track if you only want that one sound. Arm the track and record a clean pass. Even just one or two bars is enough to start with. This is where the magic begins, because once the sound is audio, it becomes something you can really perform with. You can warp it, reverse it, stretch it, filter it, and print it again. That's the secret sauce in this lesson. We're not building a static MIDI effect. We're turning the sound into an object we can push and pull. Open the clip and clip view and turn warp on. For most beginner cases, Complex Pro is a safe place to start, especially if your source has mixed frequencies like drums, texture, or a break. If the source is more rhythmic and you want a chopped feel, beats can be great too. Texture is useful if you want a grainier, smeared, slightly more abstract result. Now try raising the transpose a little, maybe anywhere from 3 to 12 semitones, depending on how obvious you want the lift to feel. Don't force it too hard at first. Sometimes the illusion of rising is more important than a massive pitch shift. In drum and bass, especially rollers, you often want energy and pressure more than a giant melodic sweep. Also, pay attention to the sag BPM so the clip locks nicely into your project tempo. If you're working around 170 to 175 BPM, which is right at home for modern DNB, make sure the source still feels tight and alive. The goal is for it to breathe with the groove, not fight it. Next, shape the motion with auto filter. This is where the riser really starts to feel like a build. Start with a low-pass filter and automate the cutoff from dark to bright over the length of the riser. A good starting point is somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz at the beginning, then opening up to 8 to 14 kHz by the end. A little resonance can help the filter feel more focused, but keep it tasteful. You're not trying to scream, you're trying to create pressure. If you want something darker and more tunnel-like, a bandpass filter can work really well too. That's a classic roller move. It gives the sound a narrower, more urgent character as it climbs. Here's a useful teacher tip. Think in layers of tension, not one giant sweep. A strong DNB riser usually has a few small changes happening together. Maybe the tone gets brighter, the stereo image opens up a little, and the drive increases slightly. That feels more natural than just slamming one knob all the way up. Now add some movement. Try chorus ensemble, phaser flanger, or frequency shifter after the filter. These are great for making the riser feel alive and unstable. For a beginner-friendly approach, keep chorus ensemble subtle, maybe around 10 to 25% dry/wet. That can widen the sound without making it too obvious. If you want a darker, more metallic vibe, phaser flanger can do a lot with a little. Slow rate, modest feedback, nothing too extreme. Frequency shifter is amazing for tension, but use it lightly. Even tiny shift values can add that uneasy, nervous feeling that works so well in jungle and neuro-adjacent transitions. A really important point here, if your source is already busy, use less modulation. Too much motion can turn the riser into a blurry mess. We want tension, not a washed-out cloud. Next, add some grit. Saturator is a simple and very effective choice. Drum bus can also work beautifully if you want more punch and grime. A little drive can help the riser cut through a dense DNB mix, especially because the drums and sub usually take up so much space. Think small amounts first. Maybe a few dB of drive, with soft clip on if you want a controlled edge. If the source is a break or bass stab, this step is especially useful. It gives the transition some harmonic content, which helps it stay audible when the rest of the track is full and busy. Just don't overcook it. If the riser gets too distorted, it can steal attention from the drop instead of setting it up. Now it's time to automate the final push. This is where the riser becomes arrangement ready. Automate volume so it rises gradually, maybe a couple of dB over the build. You can also automate filter cutoff, stereo width with utility, and even reverb send if you want a little extra splash near the end. A great beginner structure is this. Keep the first half darker and narrower, then make the final quarter brighter and more urgent. Open the filter more aggressively near the end, widen the stereo image slightly, and then drop the sound out cleanly right before the kick and sub hit. That gap can be powerful. In drum and bass, space matters. Even a tiny pause before impact can make the next downbeat feel huge. If you want a more professional arrangement feel, place the riser in the last one or two bars before a drop. If your track is built around a 16-bar phrase, think of bars 15 and 16 as your tension zone. The riser doesn't need to run forever. Sometimes a short, gritty swell on the last beat is stronger than a long build. Here's another great workflow habit. Once you have one good riser, print it again and make variations. Maybe one version is darker and dustier. Another is brighter and more aggressive. Another is shorter. For a quick switch up, this is how you make your track feel designed instead of looped. For example, duplicate the track and change just one or two things. Maybe one version uses Complex Pro with a smooth filter sweep. Another uses Beats Warp and feels more chopped. A third might add a little phaser flanger or frequency shifter and get more nervous at the end. That gives you options for different parts of the arrangement. And don't just solo it. Test it in context. Put it before a bass re-entry, a drum switch, or the end of a 32-bar roller section. A good jungle riser should support the groove, not interrupt it. It should feel like it's pulling the track forward while still leaving room for the drums, the sub, and the drop. A couple of common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the riser too glossy or cinematic. If it sounds like it belongs in a trailer instead of a DNB track, go back and use a more break-based or noisy source. Second, don't over-warp it until it becomes thin and unnatural. Try a different warp mode before you force the sound into shape. Also, keep an eye on the low mids. Jungle-style material can get cloudy fast around 200 to 600 HE. If the riser starts masking the snare or bass, trim that zone with EQ before adding more effects. And check mono compatibility too. If the stereo image gets too phasey, it can disappear when summed down. A couple of quick pro tips. High pass any reverb return so the low end stays clean. If you want extra weight, layer a tiny sub drop or a short low frequency swell underneath, but keep it subtle. And if you want a more neuro style tension build, try a slow band pass sweep or a very short delay throw at the end. One especially useful trick is to make two risers from the same source, one longer and darker for the build, and one shorter and brighter for the final bar. That gives you a stronger phrase arc and makes the transition feel more intentional. So to recap, start with a DNB-friendly source, resample it, warp it, filter it, add motion and grit, then automate it into a clean rising phrase. Keep it dark, rhythmic, and believable for jungle and roller arrangements. If it feels like it's pushing the listener forward without taking over the whole mix, you've nailed it. Now your challenge is to make three versions from the same source. Make one deep and dusty, one nervy and metallic, and one wide and dramatic. Place them in different spots in a mock arrangement and listen to which one feels best before a drop, before a drum switch, or before a bass re-entry. That's how you train your ear for tension that actually fits the groove. And once you hear that balance, you'll start building transitions that really move.